I mean, real talk. We about to turn the game upside down. That's on God.
Yo, 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 yo. Welcome to the Slim and Q Podcast. It's your boy Q.
And this is your boy Slim. And we are here to discuss current topics in sports, music, culture, and more. Roll up.
Now that we got our minds right, let's get to it.
Yo, 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 what's up, everybody, and welcome to the Slim and Q Podcast. It's your boy Slim.
And this your boy Q.
We got Rome in the house.
Yes,
yo,
we do.
Yo, 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 what's good, what's good?
I don't know which one it is. I was going to press one.
We got...
There you go.
We got a special guest in the house.
Yes, sir.
Everybody.
All the way from the FL. He back in the NY.
Yo, yo, yo.
It's your boy Sheldon in the building.
Your boy, your boy.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Is it good to be home, my nigga?
Feels real good. Can't complain. I miss all my niggas.
Man, I miss Florida, nigga. I'm trying to get back, nigga. Shit. I don't know.
Is it hot?
It's a different time.
It's warm. Thank you, bro. Thank you.
I got off the plane with a jacket on. This 80 is different.
I'm telling you, no lie, bro. This
I felt cold in Rochester.
Nah, it's colder down there.
Oh, it's colder down there?
If man, our humidity up here is stupid, bro.
It's crazy. It's crazy.
It's crazy. Nigga, you go down there and be like, bro, I swear to God, I had an all black outfit on, 90 degrees out in Florida. All black outfit with some Timbs on.
Fuck that.
Jeans. I'm off, bro.
The humidity is different, though. It's just different.
Yeah. It's hot as a bitch, but it's just because of the sun.
Yeah.
The sun just beaming on you. Other shit here,
bro. As soon as the sun go down, you can wear whatever
the
fuck you want.
Not here. That shit crazy.
Too hot or too cold?
Shit. I know one thing. Once that goddamn temperature got over goddamn 80 degrees, niggas started getting shot every night.
A lot of niggas dying.
That's shooting season.
A lot of niggas dying. They always say that. Once
85?
It's,
shit. No, 83?
Once it get over 70. They say once it get over 70. Right.
Once I know that it's over 70.
Once the calendar get the goddamn May 21st.
Facts, nigga. Nigga wear a white tee or even just a plain tee or a beater.
I gotta go kill somebody, right?
Niggas gotta die.
Once that summer solstice shit pop up, it's a wrap.
Put my shorts on, it's time to kill somebody.
Three niggas got shot on goddamn rugby last night.
Other nigga, man, it's a lot of niggas dying in Rochester right now. Yeah, all type of niggas, kids, all that shit. Yeah. Oh, damn.
I just ran into him at the corner store. He was like, yeah, I got shot right here. I heard the gunshots too. You know what I mean? Like,
that nigga's bugged out. He's sure. Bugging, son.
He's always shooting around here.
Mr. Sour too. Oh my goodness. Y'all don't even understand.
What?
Can't get no sour down there. Sour? Like the sour that we know? Hell
no. That's the good
week.
Outdoor sour or some bullshit.
Yo, bruh. You right. The weed flavors in Florida, bruh.
That's all about the acid. Everything is different. Different weed out there. Like,
everybody wants to be on this rapper wave. Everybody named Mama is flying this shit in from Cali. Everybody's on the Runts wave. Like, you mean...
That runt shit is trash.
Runts and the
I ain't rolling.
All that rapper pack.
It's a weed.
It's a certain flavor. Like,
it's a flavor.
Basically, anything I hear on the radio, mm-hmm. that's what niggas is coming to you asking for. Yo, you got the Sky Me, you got Runts, you got Gelato, you got all these. Whatever they hearing on the radio is what they want to smoke.
That's a fact.
And a lot of these strands
ain't that. Price. It ain't that
though. They tax it for the number and it's like.
But even if they feel like it, they got the little name or whatnot, bro, real rapper weed, you ain't finding that shit the way you think you is, bro. I promise you not, son. Cause these niggas get the back matches. You go to the front counter, you gonna get what they got up there. These niggas, they escort them to the back and they get them exclusive. They might have the same name, but I promise you this. In the dispensary, there's three different tiers, right?
Okay.
You got your platinum, your diamond, and your gold, right? Your gold will be, it can be Gorilla Glue. Your platinum and your diamond be Gorilla Glue, but it's different waves of Gorilla Glue.
Right, waves.
So, nah, bro, you never go, hell nah, niggas to say they on some shit, but that don't mean they really on that.
That's
shit.
Why I like the dispensary idea, because your shit come with paperwork like a pair of Jordans. Like, your shit come official, like, you know what the fuck it is, shelf life, the THC.
When that bitch was harvested, all of that shit.
How do y'all feel about getting a dispensary in Rochester?
We got one, but not recreational.
But I heard that they're going to be so much regulations that y'all, we not going to really enjoy it.
Like, in New York, period.
You might as well go to the nigga you going away now.
Niggas up on the block.
In New York, period, they're going to fuck it up.
When this becomes federal, it's still going to be, you're going to still, unless you got a back ailment, your leg broke, you're not going to be walking in and out of the dispensary like you think you are, because it's just going to make, it's gonna put you on a level of paperwork that you not gonna, like the average person not gonna try to be on. Mm-hmm. You're not trying to get tied up in all that. Now you might have your auntie do that or your mama do that, but you yourself, or as someone like me, that's gonna make you lose your gun license. They're gonna make you pick one of the.
See, that's
not gonna let you. They're not gonna let.
But you ain't gotta worry about that, John. Though in Florida,
that's gonna be everywhere.
They, but not real talk though, because in Vegas,
think about it,
and then like California,
that's legally trapping. If you have your gun license and you have your weed permit. You legally trapped.
Now you good though. You
riding
can.
Around with
you kind of right.
You can.
Yeah.
Though,
you
feel me?
You kind of right.
You pull me over. I got the permit for this. I got the permit for that. What you gonna tell me?
Because if anywhere else, I mean, if you got both, it's a wrap.
They won't let you have a certain amount. They only allow you to
two ounces.
No, that's a fact.
At a time.
They're gonna still regulate the amount, but my point
you,
still being
not,
is,
they're not gonna let
they gonna still in the mindset. You think?
Yeah.
Who really riding around with that? I'm not riding around with 2 ounces for no reason.
But I mean,
real
talk. But at that point, though, what you think? You think niggas really gonna be like trapping that hard if a nigga can go to a dispensary? You think it's gonna be that many trappers?
The thing though, the dispensaries is they're gonna make it difficult for you to.
I'm saying one of us might be able to go in there and get access to the other 30 niggas, but you know, not all 30 niggas gonna be able to get in there. That's my point. That one nigga, he gonna go in there and do business, but the other 30 niggas gonna be showing love to that same one nigga because they're not gonna want to deal with all the shit in the dispensary.
That shit crazy.
This is my idea. This is my idea for a world where, when the shit get legal.
I was about what they can get out of the taxation or that shit.
When the shit get legal, that's what I want to do.
In Colorado and shit like that, they don't tax that shit.
The West Coast is way.
Yo, bro, I swear to God, you can get a $6 pre-roll in Vegas.
And
it'd be some thrax.
I'm saying it'd be killed. Same thing with
the, straight
same,
gas.
It's honestly when it passes the time zone. All the strands that we talking about, you can get on the shelf $25, $30 in Vegas.
You
in,
speaking in, some in, truth.
In once it passed,
we speaking that truth.
Once we get to the East Coast time, it just get crazy.
Even when it hits Central.
It just get crazy.
Even when it hits Central.
If you over there and Q know, because he been there many a time in Vegas, you getting these top tiers, $20. Off the shelf.
Was the South
you
ever? Because the South is...
You getting that thrash.
The South is by Mexico. Was that ever, like, the South ever, like, in control of the weed, like, on West
Texas. Texas.
Texas to a degree.
Texas. They was they been doing bells in Texas. They niggas been hit.
In the same breath, that's more like... That sour and that OG.
Okay.
That
shit coming from Mexico,
you know,
and
that's
shit.
The original. That original. You already
Now they got the hybrids and experiment on cattle and shit.
Niggas like to tamper with shit and make shit extra.
Yo, okay, so, all right, since we talking about this, right? The haze is back.
Mm-hmm. It wasn't. I found out that wasn't. That shit is trash.
Cause he said it was a different number. I didn't know what the fuck was going on. This nigga was talking in gibberish.
That nigga
but,
owes a free.
He owes some tracks. But the haze is back. Do you think that?
That's intense, like purple haze right here.
Do you think Do you think that the old weeds are coming, starting to make its comeback?
The whole game. The whole game.
Word.
The whole game.
Hindu Kush.
Yo, it
if
used
you
to
really,
be
if you really,
track.
If you really think about it in itself, 50 and 8th, 60 and 8th, that's what we started off. 8-10 years ago, that's what the game was.
Yeah, that's a fact.
So everything is just starting to it really wiggle itself right back out. So it's just repeating the cycle. All that shit.
Damn,
the haze is back.
I still ain't finding out.
But it's only a certain couple of niggas. Yo, bro.
07?
It's only like maybe two. That's all I'm about to say. That 07, it's only maybe two niggas in Rochester that I knew. Yo, who? Them only two niggas I knew that had that pack, bro.
It was too pure.
That's
too good. That's how I feel like.
Yo, they had that Pineapple Express. The strawberry kush. Nigga, they had the Northern Lights.
I asked Dave the other day. I said, when the last time you heard Northern Lights? I said, we used to go crazy for that shit.
The Northern Lights, my nigga.
You got the Northern Lights. Everybody was blowing. Yo, your line was going crazy.
What? Yo.
What? 38 grand.
Man. Oh, baby, bro. Niggas is up chucking on the price for real.
140 for the quarter.
Yo, that, but you wouldn't get Northern Lights. Northern Lights was so rare at that time.
Even, but niggas wasn't even like a pump faking. Niggas was like, okay.
No, for real though. Okay. All right. That's why I said strawberry cough. Remember?
So yo, since this shit is legal now, say we live in a legal state, right? I think we'll now have access to dabbling the old weeds and start picking the new shits and experimenting and making them hybrids. But why can't? Okay, I buy a set of land, right? I start growing. And we all start growing. And like we all sell it all to the dispensary and kind of just.
That works.
But we all, like, so if it's five of us.
We get a certain amount. Listen.
And we would be the supplier.
If it's five of us, if it's five of us, we get a certain amount of plants per person.
Right.
Which so will induce us to be able to. Split even, nigga. We ain't got to go to one dispensary. We could do five ain't different like, dispensaries.
12 plants? 12 plants per person?
Nah, I think it's a little bit more than that.
But all our product is coming from us. I think it's a little
bit
more
than
that. All our product is coming from us.
I think Cookies, nigga, he made gelato.
He crossbreed it.
The Cookies nigga has his hands in gelato and has his hands in like two other.
Yo.
Yeah, we in still. Yeah, you got to come to this mic.
Two, three other strands just based off that one strand that he had.
Yeah.
He got the game on, like his own corner store in the game based off what you just said.
That's a fact. Okay. That's a whole fact.
Like he started
but we, cookies, what he, we would have to know, do too.
He built Cookies up. Obviously, we all see the seed. We know.
Yeah, we see the seed.
We would have to get our own brand. Right. We have to get everybody. our own exactly. Weed brand.
Start like, our own startup.
It would have to be some gas. Out. We would have to find a grower or a person that's actually doing some shit. We would have to partner with them.
Yeah, what we got to do is really do some research, right? And fucking try to like make a hybrid kind of weed, like some shit that ain't never been done before, like some haze and some goddamn.
That's all we need. Some yeah, we need some growers that we can pull. We can pull in and yeah.
That's how you.
And then you create your own brand, like Wiz Khalifa.
And like I said, you honestly it's just like anything else. You put your money behind it.
Right. Snoop, all them niggas got their own.
Go to these underground shows. You go to these smoke shops.
See, we was thinking of doing like buy like you know how they got the food trucks. Yeah. We got the weed trucks, like the ice cream truck. We pull up with the goddamn Mary Jane song, like a motherfucking ice cream truck. Pull up to the baseball games. Pull up to the concert. I got five. That's the one.
I threw in one in Florida. They do the same, you know, the sneaker shows, the expos.
Right.
They be doing the same shit with weed shops.
There's a pop up.
Niggas be doing pop ups.
But I want to do some edibles too, though. I want to do some.
They pop it up with their strand. They got their own designer sacks, whatever they got.
But here's the thing. You're going to sell out every time.
It's more lax, though. It's more lax in other places, though. We just now got to a point where you can have at least an ounce or two on you now, and you won't really get no.
I'm about to say, we've been full circle. We used to smoke to the point that you had to sneak it. You had to, like, you know, weed's getting to the point that everybody smoked.
Right.
The average person
smoked. The cops like, don't even care.
Judges, lawyers, it's not even so much you gotta hide it. You can cut. We used to smoke. Yeah. Nobody
cares. Putting weed in blacks,
we were all
bro.
Part of that.
Ooh, we used to put weed in blacks.
That combination that has already been smoking before was acceptable.
It's right. Weird. It's weird if I find somebody that don't smoke
right. Nowadays.
I mean, like,
they may not smoke puffy. They be like, oh yeah,
I'm smoking. We want to shout out to Big Cuz. He got a week left. He got a week left. He smoked.
Breathe, nigga, breathe.
That's funny. Oh, man. Yeah.
So, yeah, you want to make the announcement and all the good
all right, stuff? All right, so. Damn, I want to drop a bomb for us right now.
Yeah.
So yeah, let's just get into some shit real quick.
Now we gotta stay in the weed conversation.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Let's get into some shit real quick. So we had a conversation a few podcasts ago about the different like tiers of the way to smoke. Like, so seeing as though you on your pen wave, what do you think is the best way to consume it? The pen, like blunts, papers, bowls, bongs. Like, what you thinking?
Right. Do you prefer a natural leaf?
Oh, I did bring some leaf with me. I didn't.
So you a Fonta leaf guy?
This is what's the gravel. You know, it's the cousin. You know,
right.
First cousin. But I'm always gonna say, rolling it. Like, I just got on honestly this pen wave. The last Rolling Loud.
Okay.
May, April, my birthday. Yeah. Somebody got it for my birthday. So nice. If somebody, it was a gift.
Right.
And then it got to the point like, okay,
I'm fucking with it.
And then you know the first hand to stop me. Smoking cigarettes as much, yeah. So that was why it's like, oh, this is my best friend. It's my best friend.
Uh huh.
You know,
so, you just roll with that bitch. So, just hit that bitch a couple times.
When me and this nigga, we used to work at Kodak. We used to just be walking around the fucking smoking the shit out of them. We'd be on the elevator smoking. We,
I mean, not in the cut. They look like the other those vapes. Other vapes. Yeah. I mean, they had those big ass clouds. That shit looked
dumb. So I got one of those type of vapes.
I don't like what the point is.
I got one of those.
Transition from blunts to vapes, like later on. Like,
but the one thing I will say, the pens can never replace a blunt.
No, ever. Never. That's what I'm gonna say. I say all that to say
that it pen though, it gets you there quick.
Right.
And that's what I say. It sneaks up on me, so yes. I don't know when I'm high.
You hit that bitch about three times.
I can control as many times as I roll up. I know
that's okay, a control. You right, can control it.
I'm blazed. I'm too high. Like this nigga, you I might just be driving and just be.
The whole time.
That bitch might hit you right there, like boom, nigga. Hold this, nigga. You, oh shit.
But yo,
nigga,
it is
swerve,
good.
Like,
oh. What is the difference?
Shit, you don't smoke them enough.
I gotta hit.
You gotta hit that.
It goes straight to the head.
You gotta hit that bitch.
I'm about to say I'm so inexperienced with this. I mean, I've been smoking blunts.
Yeah.
10 years now. Some level of rolling it, whether it's paper, gravel.
So you joints. you do just straight leaf.
You know me, I do straight leaf. But I don't mind the leaf in the joint in the raw.
Right.
I don't mind. That's my I don't thing. Mind a joint somebody else raw rolling. I'm not a.
Ain't like, nothing wrong with that.
See, I don't mind.
Yeah.
That.
But okay, so you went the shits on the you like the. You heard about how niggas roll they spliffs, right?
Yeah.
When they break the back of leaf.
And yeah. Heighten it.
So you with that type of shit too? Cause niggas be trying to shit on niggas that be on that type of way.
I'm not going as far as to do all that. Cause sometimes they be drowning out the weed.
Yeah, because the nigga be putting too much
if
in there.
I didn't pay for that kill. Like, I want to smoke that kill. Like I want to see that shit. I want to taste it.
I feel you. Because I was told.
It burns slower.
It burns slower. And I was told that.
I understand what
they're doing. In levels.
Like a blunt or something?
The niggas, the island niggas don't necessarily have like this type of weed. They don't have.
Island niggas call it high tub.
Okay.
High tub. They don't like to smoke.
They don't, high grade
honestly,
shit.
They'll even tell you they prefer to.
Reggie.
Like off the rip.
Right. Straight like they, that. Because you can smoke it constantly. Reggie. Yeah.
In as many splints as they roll.
Yeah, they're like, just smoke it.
If we smoke and we smoke, they smoking three times as much as us.
Yeah.
And I'm saying that as a smoker. Right. And I've seen it first. Been, like,
yeah.
So they're going to tell you that they. Think about it. You smoke too much this week, going to go to sleep, nigga.
Yeah.
No matter how much you smoke, the first thing.
Yeah. That's why I heard they break that shit down because it levels and it just kind of.
I can't remember the last time I was high. Can't remember last maybe in Virginia I smoked some reds. When we was in Virginia.
My son came out and said, "Yo, I got some Reggie."
There's always a cousin that asks for some
Reggie. My nigga said, "Time out."
Because I be telling him like,
I mean,
I don't even know where to find it.
Oh, baby.
I don't even know where to find that.
Sometimes they have good weed, sometimes
I'm honestly going
to have to. Yo, I told you, just go down the street next to the liquor store. It's the house right next to it.
Whoa.
Yes, you can. All you got to do is ring the door.
Whoa.
They don't even see you.
I need one.
I'm trying to tell you.
Yeah, you got that. Oh,
he exposed it too much. Hold on. They don't got these shits work, bruh.
So, I will these say, shits the next time I got his like, birthday or next time I got this.
That's the good weed, y'all. I'm sorry.
I'm trying to spend some,
God damn.
Some money. Like, I'm going to save up.
Come to
no
Vegas.
More, no more sneakers for a while.
Right.
I'm trying to buy a Thrax that got that one hitter.
Come to Vegas.
500 a joint.
Come to Vegas.
Go rap something.
Right. All right, so
come to Vegas with me.
Now, the one thing about the Pens, though, I would say
the Moon Rock over here,
it's not.
I'm not a fan of Moon Rock personally.
No.
You had it before with the
gushy
inside.
Personally,
he said the gushy inside.
There's Moon Rock does not.
There's Moon Rock that's that got. You know what it is? The Moon Rock you talking about has a resin or a shatter or a wax or something that it's on the top of it. So when you break it open, the bud is like that. It's like sticky, and it's like that's because it's the bud. They condensed it like that. Or you have the Moon Rock that's vice versa.
So you're saying y'all smoke it regularly, Moon Rock, without
the bud. You ever heard of Sun Rock?
Sun Rock?
I told you, come to Vegas with me.
I'm just finding out.
I don't know if they got the Sun Rock in
these shits already rolled. Yeah.
Oh, the gas J's?
And it's just like,
yeah,
this cone and
it's a cone that got wax around it, and it got.
I know if you rolled it or somebody else rolled it. Listen, I'd be all.
I don't fuck with backwoods like that.
I'm not a backwood fan either, so I don't know who rolled it.
It's a waste of weed.
I'm a
waste of weed.
I'm a lying backwood. And you know why? Because most of the time...
We didn't even have him last night either.
Most of the time, you back out a backwood,
yeah,
you get a stupid stem.
And I never see nobody roll.
You get them, but you get them big ass stems. You gotta buy a five pack, bro.
And it's finesse the backwood.
You
got a backwood.
You gotta buy a five pack every trip.
Up here, and everybody that sees.
Yo, bro, they do, bro.
You gotta put the whole A for that.
I'm gonna leave this here. That's what everybody says about this, and to me, it's.
Yo, bro, listen. The Leafs, the actual Leafs. Those are ill, son. I fuck with those. I fuck with them. I had a Fontelli before.
I
fuck with those. Cause they thin, they're thin like
if you, when we drove back, he was rolling.
Bro, I told you I came home from the Bahamas. I brought some dope back, bro. I brought weed deer and back. Nigga, I wasn't playing, bro. Came back with the fat sack, nigga. Like us, nigga. We on that island weed on the way home.
He was like, mix this in every time. I'm like, what's that? He's like, y'all bought this in the island.
Yo, nigga, what?
You got it from the island?
Yes, nigga.
How did you meet Pablo?
Bruh, listen, nigga, once I hit the beach, it was on. Niggas like, yo, we got that pack. Because they see me with the shit in my mouth, nigga. I'm like, yes, nigga, I need that. I want some island dope, nigga. Facts. And he was
really,
like, yo.
Really, nigga?
He was
yeah,
like,
I pressed the wrong button. Yeah,
he was like, I let him hit my joint.
Right.
I had some Blue Dream. I let him hit that shit. That nigga was like, what the fuck? That nigga coughing every hit, bro. And I had little J's. Like, I rolled little... And I rolled six of them and tucked them on me. I'm on the, they like, yo, you're not supposed to, bitch, I'm about to smoke wherever I'm at. Fuck you talking about, nigga. I'm on the beach blowing it. He came over there, he like, yo, can I smoke with you? Bruh, he hit the weed. It was over. It was over, my nigga.
Special for you.
Yes. Yes, nigga. I'm telling you, when I, after he hit my shit, he was like, yo, we don't got nothing like this over here. I'm like, that's not playing. You don't got nothing like that. And he was like, nah, we don't got nothing like this over here. I want you to taste, it's called bucket weed. And they shit is like, they put this shit and they just let it, they sit in the bucket, let it cure like that for the longest. They just, and just it's just in the bucket. When they peel it out, that's it. And so it's like a mid. It's not really like a Reggie, but it's not really a Lau. It's just a mid.
They smoking a lot of that shit.
Bruh, they be getting. Yo, bruh, they give you a handful for
that's
like 20, bruh.
They come over here, that's what they
like.
They prefer Reggie.
Bitch, here. A handful of that bitch for a dub. Nigga, bitch, give me two of those, nigga. Fuck you talking about, bitch. Nigga, and I got to get on the ship. I got to go through customs with this shit, bro. I'm tucking this bitch. Gabby sweating, bro. Like, I'm like, yo, chill. Yo, if anything, you just go ahead. I'm gonna walk, like, just don't even look
you
at
just
me.
Go
nigga.
Ahead.
You go. You just keep moving. I'm good.
I'm dead.
Man, put that shit up. I'm Gucci. God, nigga, I'm walking through that bitch. Niggas, did my little scan 1-2. Went right through. The niggas ain't saying nothing. I ain't saying nothing. I kept it moving. Bitch, I'm on the boat now. Oh, yeah, dead. I'm rolling up three of these, bitch. I'm blazing on the side of the boat, bro. I'm smoking the whole time. I'm not fronting. Right off the dock when we left Florida, nigga, I'm busting it, nigga. Niggas ain't about to stop me from smoking.
No,
fuck y'all lost.
So what's the plan for tomorrow? How we gonna?
Okay, so let's drop one of them. Okay, so the Slim and Q podcast has its first road trip. Thanks to all the supporters and everything for the podcast. We gonna make our first trip. It's gonna be a vlog, and we gonna do it at a dispensary in Boston. So, Patriots Hall of Fame and Patriots Stadium, here we come. God damn it.
Yes, sir.
Bitch ass niggas.
Yeah, for real, for real.
Fuck it though. I might go enjoy that shit though. That shit about to be fun.
For real, for real. It's more than just the Slim and Q podcast. We really debuting a new new show.
There we go. Drop it.
We debuting a new show. It's called Burn It Up.
Burn It Up. Nigga. Episode 1, Views from the Smoke, baby.
What we're going to be doing is we're going to be going to dispensaries around the country, legal places. We're going to start off. First show is going to be in Boston.
Yep.
We're going to go to a few dispensaries around the areas, and then we're going to go to Gillette Stadium, go to the Patriots.
This nigga about to be in all of his glory tomorrow, bro. I promise you, bro.
We're
going
to go to the motherland. We're gonna definitely be taking pictures with the trophies and all that good stuff. It's gonna be a good experience.
Yeah, it's gonna be lit. Bro, listen, I'm on that same time. Yo, bro, I'm gonna be on that same time when we get there. Please believe I'm disrespecting at least two Patriots Hall of Famers.
Yo, that same energy.
I got to, nigga.
The training camp starts next week, so hopefully them niggas is around the fucking, coming around, just, you know, hanging around the stadium or whatever.
Nigga, that's a lit.
So then we're gonna, we're gonna walk around the dispensaries, all that good stuff. Then we're gonna go back to the stadium and set up the stadium in the backdrop. And then we're gonna set up the weed that we bought from the dispensaries. We're gonna review them. We're gonna put one in the bomb, put one in the blunt.
We gonna do edibles.
Hit the pen. We gonna have a mystery.
This shit about to go crazy, bro. Oh my god.
Then we gonna rate.
It's just whatever we see. The most craziest thing. Like,
you know what I'm saying? How we gonna test it out?
Now what we gonna do is I'm gonna buy 150 worth of pre rolls. Just different pre-rolls. I'm going to just buy 150
worth. We all come up with our own decision at the end after we smoke this shit.
We just going to put them in the bag and mix it. Yeah.
We just going to review it.
You all them shit.
You'll see how we going to do it, bro. Watch.
Yeah.
It's
going to
be
cool.
It's going to be cool.
I only want to do one or two different buds, though. I don't want to do just...
It can't be too
crazy. I want to do one bud, one edible, one...
Pre-roll.
Fucking pre-roll. Because
it's different. Pre-roll and bud is two different things.
I just don't want to do weed. I want to have like a dab. But yeah.
Ooh, some wax or some shatter. We don't know, bro. It's going to be crazy.
But if we could get the camera into the dispensary, I don't know if they'll let us walk around with the camera. Because really, then we could come up on it with the business cards like, yo, this is what we do. We need you niggas to sponsor us.
And we get the weed sponsor?
Once we load it up on YouTube.
Nigga.
Once we load it up on YouTube and get all the followers and all the views and shit.
Whew.
All that good stuff.
We one dispensary.
So then we're going to go to D.C.
D.C. is next.
Go to their dispensaries. Pull up at the White House.
Monument somewhere.
Smoke in front of the White House. Indeed.
Oh, yeah, we got to be on the fuck Trump.
Indeed. Smoke in front of the White House.
And then the next one after that might be Detroit.
I don't know where else is that. Detroit.
Detroit.
In Michigan.
We got to go to Michigan. And then we can go to Ohio.
We got to just keep going west.
And then we can go west.
We got to just keep going west.
Straight like that. It's going down. The last result got to be California. Yeah. We got it. The banger got to be California. Because shout out to all of California. We Rochesterians. Californians. Shout out to all the Californians, man. Y'all rock with us. We rock with y'all, man.
That's where a lot of our viewers come from.
A lot of our demographics is right in California, man. We fuck with y'all. Yeah. Keep on rocking with us, man. We're going to give y'all some
We had about two, three guests from Cali.
Yeah, Bunny, we did.
So they be repping hard for us.
That's a fact.
I want to have like a seven show series.
Yeah.
Season one.
We're going to bust that. That's going to be
L. Season
bro.
One, burn it up.
Man.
Y'all got the fucking... I'm about to show you the...
Boy, you love the casino. Okay, so what is it? Because I'm the type of nigga, you going to love it in Vegas, bro. I'm telling you right now.
Love all that shit.
What is it about casinos that get niggas? Because I'm the type of nigga, I like two games. I like the slots, I like blackjack. If
I fuck with blackjack.
I'm on point, I play a little poker. I play a little bit of poker.
I'm just getting into slots, but I be dying on blackjack.
I love, bro. I'm I count. Oh, okay.
You be doing the most.
I be doing the most.
You be trying to win, win.
Tell us more.
You be trying to win, win.
Yo, I came up crazy in Vegas. Okay. I ain't gonna hold. But it's just like, nigga, my grandma taught me how to play blackjack and poker from when I was like three. She taught me. She gave me they used to have those old video pokers. Bro, listen, I was on all of that shit.
It's a good chance you win it, right?
That's the idea.
All you gotta do is
that's it.
I fuck with it.
You just beat the dealer. You know, if you know what the dealer got, if you know the dealer got at least a five or smaller, at least a five or smaller, he has to hit all day. He has to. It's if he has a so is he okay? Because they flip one and they keep the other one lit down. If that one is a five or smaller, he has to hit.
Even
he has to. So
they get soft
17. But
they be cheating like that.
Here's the thing: if you get a 21, if they stay,
see, I don't know what that means.
You good? That's a double up. See, I tend, because I'm good with the cards, I tend to get a lot of splits. So I'm doubled up every trip. I'm split. I'm splits every trip.
If an ace is showing on 7, 6, or 5, they take it as a
11.
They take it as 16, 15.
You would count it as
a 11. Soft 17. Soft 17.
It's either 1 or 11. Aces.
So they pull another, obviously 10.
They have to. You have to. So now you watch the tables. You don't necessarily just jump on the table.
Some people don't hit 16s. Me personally,
see, I told you, drunk.
Some people hit 15.
I do.
I personally, I'm one of the people. It's
17 or less.
You got it.
You don't hit on that.
See, that's either it's one of the
17 or less. 17 or less, because 17 is
obvious.
There you go.
It depends on some days I walk in there and I don't hit no. That's one thing I tell people: don't switch up though. Stick to one, like, don't be one of them flip flop players.
Fact.
I go in there and I don't hit 16s, or I go in there and I'm hitting 16s.
I'm 17 or less. I'm 17 or less. 17 or less, bro. I'm telling you. Because
as soon as you don't, that's when the cards
are. Start fucking up, yeah.
And the cards will show you, though. That's why you gotta ask. Pull that four.
That's why my black ass
So you gotta ask permission to sit down.
You're not gonna get me, Mr. Dealer. Oh, baby.
Here's the core I love for
you. Yo, bitch, is this?
You're taking somebody's
time. Boys, you don't get. Swear to God, I don't. I'm trying to think because I know a lot of niggas that be like, "Yo, I fuck with the casino. I'm about to go to the casino. I go to the casino when I go to different states." But when I'm at home, it's like, man, I ain't about to go.
And I ain't gonna lie to me, it's a different state. Now back home is
because. But you go hard at home too, though. So go hard at home too. So I mean, but you good. You a numbers nigga though. You do the sports and all of that shit. That's your thing. So being a casino seems like, I mean, best case scenario for you.
Natural.
Yeah, it seemed like best case scenario. So fuck it.
Yeah, I got bookies and all that shit for the.
Maybe. Just like he be with the shit, bro. He be with the shits, like, so that, yeah, a casino was only right. You're right. But bro, listen, at Vegas, bro, every five steps is a casino, my nigga.
And that's what I'm saying. I'm walking there looking at the game like, yo, let me put 50 on the Yankees right now. Let me go play some like that.
Yeah. Every five
steps.
That's
why you see, in my 29 years, I've never made it there.
Bro,
I'm
listen.
Not fucking ready.
Bro, yes you will. Yes you are. Yes you are. Listen to me. Listen to me. No, you won't. No, you won't.
Between the dispensaries.
Listen, no, you won't.
Between the dispensaries.
No, listen to me. Listen to me. I promise you won't, bro. I promise you. You want to know why? Because you're gonna be like, I'm not gonna waste my time in one place where it's a bunch of spots. And at the sun, and we gonna smoke. We gonna want
to
go do shit. It's gonna be like, bro, it's gonna be a dispensary every other step.
I'm running right to the high.
Bro,
street.
You like, yo.
Let me get an ounce of that, please. Thank you.
You're going to be, I'm telling you, we're going to be in the, it's going to be a vibe to where it's going to be like, bro, You going to want to gamble, but you ain't going to want to gamble all night. But you can do whatever you want to do. You can go in whenever. Yo, bro, it's no drinking limit. No drinking limit, my nigga. You can drink from sun up to sundown and all in between.
I don't do the casinos too much, though. Bro. I'm not heavy about casinos.
Listen.
Number one rule is don't bet your last.
And my grandma taught me this. My grandma taught me this. You when you walk into a casino, you have two pockets of money.
I was like, don't go in there if you ain't.
You have the pocket you want to spend and the pocket you don't touch. Every time you win, you take that winnings and put it in a pocket you don't touch. After this money is going out of your pockets you want to spend, you're done. Leave.
I know people that don't know the rules.
Bro, listen. I came up, me and my wife came up 1,100 doing that, bro. I'm out. What? Take this. We put $5 in here, but we taking this $9. Bitch, no. I put this bitch back in here. No, you got me. That's the way to do it.
Definitely be giving.
So? And then that recycles the game.
Thanks.
Because then when it knows that you when it now when it knows that you took it out, they feel like somebody else is coming on. So now it recycles, so and your chances of winning might hit it on the same machine. That's why they say the machines be hot. Cause they do that, they'll win big, they'll take it out, and they'll make the machine feel like somebody else is playing. So it'll reset itself. Boom, I just hit again. Take that shit out. Boom, I just hit it like that. I'm telling you, bro, that shit is real life. I see these people do it in Vegas. I'm telling you, I see these niggas do it every single time I'm there. Every 5 steps is a casino. Nigga, you can go into a 7-Eleven and play casino games.
Oh, damn.
Bro, you can, and they all sell liquor. Like hard liquor. I ain't talking about no Mike's Hard Lemonade. No, I'm talking about Henny. We talking about the tequilas. We talking about the Wild Boy shit.
They
we talking
about Moet. Bro, right?
Listen, yes, nigga.
Definitely true.
Oh my
God. They're trying to get you drunk.
Inside the corner store at the casino thing. Playing all day.
Bro, it's the beautifulest thing in the world. I'm telling you, you got dispensaries every 24 hours now, bro. Hear me, 24-hour dispensaries. You can walk around. I'm telling you, it's so freeing there. You'll feel so free there. You're going to be like, yo, bro. Everything should. Bro, listen, there's strip clubs everywhere. You know what they do? If they see you walking, a black car will pull up on you. Yo, where you going? What you trying to do tonight? You trying to go to the strip club? I'll get you in free. I'll pull you up. Bro, listen.
I get you in free. I get you in Dreas. Oh, word?
Bro, yes. You can get. Bro, listen.
Give me some love and hip hop business.
I got to plug to all of that. Any MGM. Dreas, fucking
one of our homies,
Oak, One Oak, nigga, bruh, I got the plugs to all of that. So, Vegas gonna be a good time. You trying to come, bro? I promise you that.
Yo, so what can we expect from the dispensary tomorrow? Can y'all find some haze?
I want haze.
Not normal haze. Not normal haze.
Nah.
I want some haze.
You might find some crossbreed of haze.
Yeah, I want some haze.
You might. I ain't gonna hold you. No. That's a big one in dispensaries, but that's not the only one. They be having crossbreeds of haze, but it's rare.
It's harvest season. You'll see more haze right now.
Right.
You're gonna see a lot of.
Cross
some bullshit.
Crosses.
Fruitier flavors.
Right. It's a little gelato.
Niggas ain't tripping about no fruity shit. When you walk into a dispensary, bro, you can't talk to them as if like, yo, I'm trying to get high like that. Like, no, just like I'm trying to tell her specifically what you're looking for. Like, I'm trying to feel this. I'm trying to feel that. I want to experience this. I want to experience that.
I forget what, but we gotta take time off so we can figure out what is what.
It's you base it off of experiences and like what you want to like kind of feel like. It's different, but let's take a break and we'll get back. They always think that a ride like that is too much. But when we get into the dispensary, bro, we back. It's gonna be a science thing, so let's just get into that shit because it's gonna get real. But I want to say this, bro. Now that I got you here, my nigga, I'm proud of you, bro. Like. Niggas is stepping the fuck up. Niggas doing their dad thing. Niggas is out here trying to get their fucking back. Yo, I'm proud of you, my nigga. Like, big ups, my nigga. Respect to all the all the niggas that's doing what my nigga shows out here doing drunk drivers. Yeah, we out here, bro. Like, this is new to him. It's gonna be a journey, my nigga. It's gonna be fun though. But my nigga just love every moment of this shit, my nigga, cause it ain't nothing like doing this shit, bro.
I appreciate that, my nigga.
Straight up, my nigga. Straight up. But that'll be it for the Slimmy Q podcast for the day, people. We got to get ready for this whole trip tomorrow. We're going to give y'all some good shit. So you know where to find us. Y'all can find us on Spotify. Y'all can find us on Google Podcasts. Y'all can find us on Apple Podcasts. Y'all can find us on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter at the Slimmy Q podcast. Yeah.